Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Those Houthis and Yemen, I don't understand what is really going on. It's an annoyance, but it's got the potential to do real damage. And we wanted to try and understand what this is all about. Joining me now is Lieutenant Colonel Eyal Dror. He's the founder and commander of the IDF's The Good Neighbor Project, and somebody with insight into both military and humanitarian dimensions of a conflict. And we wanted to talk about Israel and Yemen. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. This is the standard proxy war, isn't it?
So good morning to you, the audience, and for the most of the Israelis, except for example my mom and my mom-in-law that woke up again from a siren, and I learned due to the last launch of the Houthis. It's a proxy war, yes. However, Israel is attacking the Hudaydah and other. I think that Israel should continue and do much more heavier pressure on the Houthis on one hand, and we saw the abilities of the IDF during the last 12 days of the war with Iran, so Israel can target and to attack much more facilities and infrastructure of the Houthis. However, you said, Howard, it's a proxy war. I remind you that there is like a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Iran. And in my opinion, if the Houthis, who are sponsored by Iran, attacking Israel, well, it's the same like Iran is attacking Israel. So maybe it's time to start to think about reheating again Iran. I always claim that Iran, the head of the snake, they are the sponsoring the terror organization. They do not have much money left, so they're still investing on the Houthis. It's time to take price from the Iranian, not just by the Houthis. This is on the second hand. And on the third hand, in order to deal with what is going on with Yemen, we must make, again, the coalition, the US and the UK, which were bombing also Yemen, and to try to connect also the Sunnis, because like you probably know, in Yemen there is the Houthis, however there is a lot of Sunnis out there, which were supported by Saudi Arabia and the UAE. I think it's now the time for the world to make this effort together, to combine those efforts led by the Israel, led by Western coalition, and led by the Arab coalition. All together will bring the solution, I think.
What is the latest in terms of the Houthis attacking vessels? Because it escalated a few weeks ago again, and then it seems to have gone a little bit quiet there.
So, yes, when Israel is pushing a little bit harder Gaza, they said that we're standing with Gaza. They're trying to bring support from the side that support their effort, basically Iranian, for example. They know now that the Hezbollah left without power, so they are the only terror organization that still can attack Israel. And when you are taking that the IDF increase its operation, military operation in Gaza in the last couple of weeks, this is the reason why they are trying now to shoot more. I remind everyone that it is not really a danger. It's annoying. It's not a strategic threat like Iran. They are launching one missile every like 48 hours. It's annoying. It can cause some damage. However, the IDF with its abilities is intercepting those missiles. So basically they shot hundreds of missiles, three of them condemned damage. So this is a minor damage. We have to protect, of course, the airport of Ben Gurion, because this is one of the goals, to prevent from airplanes to arrive. This is the most important, the most significant mission to defend. However, like I said before, it's annoying, it's not a strategic threat, and they are consisting, they are trying to do that time after time. And like I said, we have to make like a holistic solution to combine a lot of efforts all together in order to defeat it.
How difficult is it in terms of direct military action on Yemen, on the Houthis? Because we have seen, as you've mentioned, initially there was the coalition, then the U.S. got involved, then Israel continues to attack, but yet somehow it continues. How difficult is this to contain? And do we have any sense of how significant the stockpile of these missiles happens to be in Yemen?
So first of all, regarding the missiles, they got it from Iran. One of the reasons why the IDF is attacking the ports and the airport is in order to prevent the abilities on the access for new weapon. It means that what they have, but they will not be able to renew this industry and their abilities. Now, regarding the actions on Yemen, I remind you that Yemen is a very hard area. I remind you the wars with Afghanistan of both the Americans and the Russians. It's very hard topography. Israel haven't much experience in fighting in Yemen. It's far away from Israel. So I do believe that who should be, for example, the boots on the ground is the tribes living in Yemen. Like I said, a lot of tribes of Sunnis warriors are living in there. They are hate the Houthis even more than the Houthis hate Israel. You know, it's go back to the Sunnis and Shiite. So they should be like the boots on the ground. However, they must get, because they tried it before, they didn't get much assistance from the Western world. And like I said, it must be a combined effort, understanding that it hurts both the economy. I remind you that the Houthis a couple of days ago launched and drew a ship, and a foreign ship, not an Israeli one. So it's a danger for the economy of the world. Once the world will realize that and the combined effort, it could be eliminated. Without that, it will be very difficult.
And the fact that, I mean, do we know if this is part of the agreement with Iran, the discussions that are going to be taking place?
Again, we haven't seen anything going to reduce the violence by the Houthis. And like I mentioned before, I do not believe in any agreement with Iran, of course. They are terrorists and they support terrorists and they want to earn time. What I say that we have to talk in their language, meaning the proxies, your proxies is shooting, we're going to attack you, the head of the snake, without getting into interpretation of what any agreement will say. The Iranian case says something one, but they will say, but they will act differently, just only going with their mission and with their ideology. So I do not believe a war that has been signed. We have seen it on the ground. The Houthis is attacking. We have to eliminate the Houthi threat. However, Iran must pay a price. I know that it might be complicated, but this is the holistic solution. Without that, it will continue.
That is where we leave it. Lieutenant Colonel Yair Dror, he is founder and commander of the Good Neighbor Project. Give me your thoughts, your reaction on 061-895-1019. Good morning.